Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hour here on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you. Mac, back from...
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Spain, Return of the Mac, somebody says has to be played. Well, that's a Spectre problem. Unfortunately, we can't do that for you. But Chiefs play Sunday, 3:25. Don't worry. You can hear it all here, starting 3 hours ahead of kickoff on 96.5 The Fan. Chiefs Broncos playing that game. Gonna be awesome, gonna be big. most important Denver Chiefs game since, 2015?
I mean, I would yes and no, because there wasn't as much on the line for the Chiefs in 2015, right? That was the 1-5 start. They were just trying to get back into it, and Denver had Peyton Manning. And all. Now, I think for where both teams are, this is the biggest one that I can remember. And look, and I go back to covering this team when, you know, Vermeil was here. I don't remember a Chiefs-Broncos regular season game. And hell, I even go back to the 90s. I mean, yes, there were some big games, obviously, there, but the NFL's a completely different beast than it was back then too. I mean, it's a completely different thing that we're dealing with right now. So yeah, I think it's the biggest one that we've seen probably this century, guys, of the Chiefs and the Broncos, where there's something huge on the line for both of these squads. And really, I think there's a lot on the line for either team that loses this game too. And when Denver does lose on Sunday, then people will start to say, okay, maybe they really aren't ready to compete, you know, with the big boys of the NFL. And they were doing it, you know, with a paper tiger or whatever they always say. And they were doing it with smoke and mirrors and that, but they were still getting their wins. But now they're facing a legitimate team. Let's see what the Denver Broncos can do. So I think there's a lot of question marks going into this game, because you see the Denver Broncos at 8-2. And it just reminded me of something you had said the other day, talking about the best team in the NFL. All right. We ask ourselves this question every week. Nobody says the Denver Broncos, even though they have the best record in the league right now at 8-2. Nobody says the Broncos. We talk New England, we talk Seattle, we talk whoever. It's never the Denver Broncos. And so I think there's probably a little bit of a disrespect card maybe coming from them as well this week.
This kind of piggybacks on Mac's topic that we had at the beginning of the show about who has the most pressure in this game. And he talks about Spagnuolo. You could say that the most pressure in this game is not anywhere near a Chiefs player. Because nationally, locally, and here locally, the most pressure in this game is on Bo Nix. Mm-hmm. Because the Broncos are 8-2, and it's not because of Bo Nix. And people in Denver will tell you that. There's concerns that, is he the right guy for the future? Is this the guy that you man the ship and just be like, hey, don't screw it up. Have a few fourth quarter heroics when we need it, and let the defense guide you to where you need to go. Because in reality, that's kind of how Denver won their Super Bowl with Peyton Manning, right? Like, mm-hmm. when they lost, it was when they were unreal, right? Seattle came out, punched them in the mouth right out of the gate, and they just ran away with it. When they played Carolina and Cam Newton was the MVP, Von Miller came out, they rode that defense. I mean, they were playing Brock Osweiler until the playoffs. Yep. And they're like, hey, Manning, just be average, and this defense will get us where we need to be. Now, this year, Bo Nix goes into this game where, you know, we're talking dethronement, we're talking the Chiefs are down, we're talking 5-4, they lose, they're 500, they've lost two division games, they're 1-2 in the division, this is a new era for the Chiefs.
Yep.
And all that pressure goes to Bo Nix because of what he's been this year, which is below average. And I think if you look at what Spags can do, be the shark and let that be the blood and go attack what you can get that makes you hungry and desirable, and that is, go get that guy treading water in Bo Nix and make him do something heroic and let your defense set him up to fall for that trap.
Well, the Bo Nix thing is interesting, and we'll talk to Ben Maller coming up in about 15 minutes, but I was listening to him driving in this morning, and he was talking about Bo Nix and you know, the lack of, you know, production that we see out of Bo Nix. I'm going to throw this one at you guys because I was floored by it as well. Do you know right now Bo Nix has worse numbers than Spencer Rattler and Kyler Murray, and those two guys have been benched by their organizations? So that tells you the level of play that Bo Nix has had so far this season as a quarterback for the Denver Broncos. And when Ben said that this morning, I'm like, whoa, those two guys aren't even in the league technically right now. They've been benched. Other guys have taken their jobs, and Bo Nix is still out there playing for the Denver Broncos. So it kind of puts it into perspective of how bad he is. And we always say, keep losing teams losing, right? Mm-hmm. The Broncos aren't a losing team. They're an 8-2 football team. But Bo Nix isn't winning them games right now. You need to keep Bo Nix playing like Bo Nix and the way that he's played all season long. This can't be the game where Bo Nix goes out there and channels his inner Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes or Peyton Manning or any of these guys or John Elway. You've got to keep Bo Nix being the same quarterback that he's been all season long, and that's a guy who's played worse than Spencer Rattler and Kyler Murray, both who have been benched by their respective organizations.
Well, yes and no. Kyler Murray's hurt,
yeah,
per se, but he's like on IR, I think, or he's questionable with injury, and they're going per se.
I think it's one of those, we don't want you anymore, find an injury, go away, we'll see at the end of the year when we trade you type of thing.
It's the Sky Moore procedure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bo Nix, look, if I'm anybody and I'm looking at videotape, I look and see what the Giants did in the first three quarters against the Broncos. I mean, they did that with Jackson Dart, and they were up 33 to whatever.
Right.
And then Denver, or 32 to whatever, and then Denver scored, what, 31 points or whatever
33. But the thing is, you're right about that, because it wasn't Denver's offense or anything that you have to look at. The Giants put up all those points against this vaunted Denver defense, Dusty. And if the Giants can do that with, you know, Jackson Dart and, you know, that offense that was going on out there, there's no excuse for the Chiefs not to be able to go out there, right? I mean, just the ipso facto thing, you know?
Because you look at, like, Bo Nix was good against Philadelphia. I'll give him that, right? You look at that game against Philadelphia and the Denver Broncos. Bo Nix was 24-39, 242, a touchdown. Didn't do anything wrong, didn't throw an interception, anything like that. But then you look at his three of his last four games and the competition that he's played. Jets, or I guess I could say, let's see here, one, two, three, four of his last five games. He played the Raiders, and they won 10-7. He was terrible.
Right.
They played the Houston Texans. They won 18-15, and that was Davis Mills. They beat the Cowboys 44-24.
Right.
The Cowboys are...
They stink.
They do and they don't. It's weird every Sunday.
It is. Yeah.
They beat the Giants, but they had to have a heroic comeback, which I guess we can give them credit for that.
Yep.
And they beat the Jets 13-11. Now, if you want to say that game was over in Ireland and that's the excuse, 13-11, we know who the Jets are.
Right.
Right. We talked about your boy, Justin Fields, before the show, about how he has four games of eight where he's thrown for 60 or fewer yards.
That's right.
And you won that game 13-11. The Vegas Raiders, you beat them 10-7.
Right.
Right? That's another thing you missed, by the way, Mac. The primetime games, good thing you picked the right week to go. 10-7 Thursday night, 10-7 Monday night.
Yikes.
24-10 on Sunday night. So, again, you can disagree that there's no pressure on Bo Nix because they're 8-2 and they're playing at home. And if they lose, they go to the bye and they're 8-3 and they still have the advantage over the Chiefs and they have the advantage over the Chargers. I totally disagree, because if you were bad against the Houston Texans, bad against the Raiders, lose to the Chiefs, and then you go dwell on that during the bye, and then you come back and you play Commanders, Raiders, Packers, Jags, Chiefs, like Chargers, what? There's maybe two wins there. I mean, I know that the Commanders is probably a win coming off the bye. You're probably going to beat the Raiders there. And then you have the Packers, the Jags, the Chiefs, and the Chargers to finish out your season.
Yeah, that's like a tough stretch. Yeah.
I think there's a lot of pressure on Bo Nix because he is your quarterback. Just like I said in this game for the Kansas City Chiefs, the most pressure on this game for the Chiefs is Patrick Mahomes. Go be yourself. Go be that guy. Bo Nix, if you're the guy that you've been, please keep being that guy. Because, again, there may not be pressure from like his teammates or him, but we do know who his head coach is. And Sean Payton's got a short fuse. Not the nicest guy, very red ass material. And if Bo Nix continues to be this hiccup and this problem because of what they're doing, because imagine, you know, having all of this luxury on your offensive line, your defensive line, and then when you get to it, your quarterback can't seem to figure it out. But yet in the fourth quarter, yeah, you did against the Giants. The Giants aren't a good football team, right? You beat the Jets by two.
They fired their coach.
You beat the Jets by two. So the Raiders and the Jets, arguably two of the worst teams in football, you beat them by a combined score of five? I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at that.
Well, and that's why when you look at this game on paper, it should be a motorboating by the Kansas City Chiefs. And it should be more of a 35-0 type of game, because you have a really good defense. They don't have much on offense right now. And if you're going to be this offense and you're going to go bombs away and you're going to put the aerial attack back into effect and all of this kind of stuff that they've been talking about, shouldn't matter who you're playing against on defense. You should still be able to go out there and be effective. But there's just something about this game that sticks with me where I say it's not going to be what we think it's going to be. I think Bo Nix is going to play well, because everybody plays well against the Kansas City Chiefs. Has Trevor Lawrence played a game yet since the game against the Chiefs? Has he done anything since he beat the Chiefs? Absolutely not. You don't see it, right? Guys play big against the Chiefs. Teams play big against the Chiefs. And what should happen and how it should be on paper never seemingly goes that way for us, right? So this organization, the Chiefs, they got to go out there and play their best brand of football. Otherwise, they're coming back 5-5, and we're talking about the draft.
I mean, there's more pressure on Nix because he's going to be without J.K. Dobbins, and his number one cornerback, Patrick Surtain II, will not be playing defense either. So tough luck. Injuries happen. It's the middle of the season. I don't want to hear it. Coming up on the other side, Ben Maller will join us, brought to you by The Landing and Liberty here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
It's time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by the good folks at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, it was a year ago this week we took you to Arrowhead for the first time, and you saw what I still think is the greatest regular season game that I've ever seen, the block kick against Denver for the win. It was a year ago, my man.
I can't believe it. That was fantastic. I've been to a number of games in my life, Bob. The dramatic... And looking at your reaction, I still remember you, because you were like kind of near me, and you were like, everyone was assuming, oh, the Broncos are going to win the game and all that. And just to see everything, the crowd, the energy, it was breathtaking to be there. And my first experience ever at Arrowhead. I hope to go back someday and see another game there. But it was just a amazing afternoon. It was an afternoon game, but it was so cool to be there and be in that environment. And I remember tailgating, seeing the sun rise over Kansas City as we went to Arrowhead and we waited for them to open the gates. I got the full Kansas City football experience with the barbecue. We had the ceremonial burning of the Bronco stuffed animal in the parking lot, which I remember. It was just, the whole day was amazing. The whole weekend was amazing. We did the meet and greet at the Landing, which was so great. We had people come from all over to locally and all over the Midwest that came down. It was just a sensational time. But the game itself was, I don't know how it can get better than that. Has that happened since then? I don't recall. I mean, I guess the Rams game it did happen, but it was wild to be there, and just the whole vibe, the whole energy, the whole building was rocking. I remember even walking down, leaving the stadium, like it was hopping. The stadium was going up and down. People were still going crazy, and it was like 10 minutes after the game had ended.
And then we called Dusty from the bus on FaceTime, right?
That's right.
Yelling and screaming like everybody lost their mind.
Oh, no. It just hit different, man. It was a different thing, and I was like, just the whole weekend was perfect. It was like a masterclass on how to experience sports in Kansas City, or at least the Chiefs in Kansas City. So it was – I can't believe it's been a year, though. It's just like, okay, I feel like we're in the hot tub time machine here. We're just zooming through life and all that. But it was awesome. And and by the way, they're playing again this weekend, but obviously not at Arrowhead. But it's gonna be interesting to see that game this weekend. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it's not going to be as astonishing as the game that we watched a year ago.
So yeah, you bring up that game. I know there's a lot of people out there that are either just, let's play the game and let's not worry about it. But then there's also people that say that Bo Nix is a problem, yet Denver's 8-2. What is Ben Maller's opinion on that take?
Well, he's a long-term problem. There's like an underlying condition there. Like, you can get by. Obviously, they've won a lot of games with Bo Nix. He's the 27th-ranked quarterback, I think, in the NFL. He's actually worse than that the last month. The problem is the Broncos' offense gets bogged down, and You're going to have to be perfect on defense if you're Denver. They're really good on defense, but they got to be perfect. There's no margin for error with the Broncos when I've watched them. I think this game will be close on Sunday. I think these games are usually close between when the Broncos have a halfway decent team. They're close with Kansas City, so I think it'll be a close game and all that. But yeah, I think it is an issue, because you get in the playoffs, if you have no passing, you look at Bo Nix, Dusty, you've seen this stuff. When you watch the Broncos, he very rarely throws the ball downfield. Everything's within. I know a lot of quarterbacks do this anyway, but it's really bad with the Broncos, because if you're defending the Broncos, you don't have to worry about anything past about 8 yards from the line of scrimmage, because they don't throw it. Maybe once a game they'll throw it that far down the field. So it is a problem. It's not necessarily a problem right now, but it's one of those things. It becomes complicated when you're trying to win games in January with a quarterback like that.
Well, Ben, how do you see this game playing out? Because this is the biggest regular season game that I think Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have had together here in Kansas City. It's the biggest Chiefs-Broncos regular season game. And, I mean, I don't know how long, where both teams are good and have, you know, aspirations of winning the division. What do you see in your crystal ball on Sunday?
Yeah, so I think the line is like 3.5. I mean, from a gambling standpoint, I would take the I would take the Broncos. The Chiefs are favored by 3.5 on the road, so I think it'll be closer than that. I think it'll come down to the fourth quarter. I do think the Chiefs are going to win it, but I think it'll be a field goal game. So if it's a field goal game either way, then from a gambling standpoint, you take the points. But I did see on that point, Bob, that from the gambling standpoint, the Broncos 8-2, and they're home underdogs against the Chiefs, and both quarterbacks are healthy. See, if you go back to 2013, so over a decade, the only other game where a team at home was an underdog when they were 8-2 with both healthy quarterbacks was when the Chiefs were 9-2. That was back when Alex Smith was the quarterback and they were playing the Broncos, and it was December of 2013, and a guy named Peyton Manning was the quarterback for the Broncos at that time. So that was the last time you had a situation like this. But I do think it'll be a nail-biter. It'll be a defensive struggle. It should be, based on what we know of both these teams. And you know, even though the Chiefs have their guys mostly back on offense and all, I still think the Broncos will be able to box them up. And it's going to take a late drive by Mahomes to set up a field goal to win the game. It's going to be that kind of a vibe. I would be surprised. I would be surprised if either team wins in a blowout. I would be really surprised by that.
Is the best team in the NFL the Los Angeles Rams, and is the MVP Matthew Stafford?
So this is going to sound odd, Dusty, because I do like the Rams. I don't believe that he's the top team or the top quarterback. He's played very well. I thought he was going to retire. We were talking before the season. I was like, oh, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the quarterback for the Rams this year, because Stafford didn't play. He was getting therapy during training camp. He wasn't even able to practice most of the time, and he has been remarkable. I still don't think he's the MVP. I don't think anyone's the MVP. It's going to be decided the last month of the regular season. There's no, to me, I can make arguments against all of these guys. Drake May is getting a lot of love this week. They play tonight, the Patriots. They have a very weak schedule there. You look at, you know, there's a lot of warts out there. This is close. You say Jonathan Taylor in Indianapolis has been great. He's been wonderful for the Colts. But he's a running back. It's a quarterback award. The argument is they're going to split the vote, the quarterbacks, Josh Allen. I'd say keep an eye out, Dusty, for Lamar Jackson. The Ravens have a very manageable schedule the rest of the way. And if they go from the porta potty to the nice luxury bathroom, then Lamar Jackson, he's going to put up great stats. There's a name that you could say could take the MVP. Because he was hurt, they lost a bunch of games to begin the year, and the Ravens end up winning the division, then you can make an argument he's the MVP.
So I don't mean to cut you off, Ben, but if that is the case, like if there isn't a clear-cut winner for the MVP and we're finding that there's an even field of quarterbacks, whether it's Mahomes, Allen, May, Stafford, Darnold, whoever, Baker, wouldn't that mean the advantage for Jonathan Taylor to win it is him? Because if you can't decide between five slices of pizza, but you know this one slice is supreme, you would just go with that one, right? And that would be Jonathan Taylor's way of finally winning it.
At this point, we're worried about today's show, right? We're not worried about tomorrow's show or 3 months from now. So yeah, today I would argue that yes, you would split the vote. Matt, you know, Sam Darnold, no, I can't get myself to vote for him in Seattle. Stafford's been wonderful. I just don't think he's the MVP. So yeah, you'd split the vote, and then there you go, Jonathan Taylor, your MVP, done. Right now, give him the MVP. Give it to him. But come on, Bob, give it to him.
I'm fine with giving it to Jonathan Taylor at this point in time. I'm so tired of it having to be, you know, this quarterback award all the time. It's like we're just discounting the entire defense, first of all, and second of all, every other player on the field. So I just think right now it is Jonathan Taylor, and we have to stop continuing to think, you know, this is a quarterback award, unless you want to give it to Jameis Winston. I mean, if he has a great performance this, you know, weekend for the Giants, maybe Jameis Winston is back in the MVP conversation, because he is the MVP of this league. He's so fun. I love it.
Oh, he's fun bad. Fun bad is great. If you're going to be bad, at least be fun bad. How much you want to bet he starts performing at Hamilton? You know, he'll be going on tour here because he sang a little Hamilton line there yesterday when he was welcomed as the new starting quarterback for the Giants. Yeah, he's like a roller coaster. It's great, man. You get a loop-de-loop over there. You'll get 3 touchdowns in the first half and 4 interceptions in the second half, and he'll be smiling the whole time. Man, there's a guy that enjoys it. There are so many grumpy people in sports that make so much money. It's so refreshing when you see a guy like Jameis Winston, who has made a decent amount of money. It's not like he's poor. But, man, he's just soaking it all in and just loving it. All of life's experiences playing in the NFL, You really pull for him. That said, he's going to lose, but at least it'll be fun. Again, it'll be fun. They'll lose to the Packers. It'll be a close game. He'll screw something up at the end, and life will go on.
Ben, tonight, New England versus the Jets on Thursday Night Football, another division game. Another division game in which one team is insanely favored over the other one. That means this game will, again, be boring. I know the last three primetime games, what we get? We got a 10-7, a 10-7, and a 24-10, all just electric coming out of your screen. Tonight, Jets, Patriots, I think the Patriots are favored by 12.5. I've seen some at 13. This will definitely not be that kind of a game, or will it be that type of a game?
Yeah, so I've always had a rule, Dusty, where in a divisional game, if you get a touchdown or more, you either take the points or you don't bet the game. I'm going to break my rule tonight. That's how bad the Jets are. That's how bad the Jets are. They have one playmaker. That's it. They got the running back and Breece Hall, and that's all they got. And Fields is terrible. They don't have Wilson, the wide receiver. He's out. They traded their top two defensive players. So I'd either not bet the game or I would bet on the Patriots because this should be one of those like 32-10 type games where Al Michaels is saying, the over-under, you know, people still watching for the total on the game. He won't actually say that. He'll just kind of hit around about it. They'll be doing filler stuff. They might even interview Richard Sherman in the fourth quarter, even though he's on the post-game show, just to fill time at the end. And they'll bring Robert Kraft in there. I'm guessing Gronk will make an appearance to fill time on the broadcast because he's there because they brought him back to sign one of those one-day contracts or whatever it is. So, yeah. Let's put it this way. If the Patriots don't blow out the Jets tonight, there's a problem. That is a show up. You play somewhat hard the first half. The game's garbage time in the second half.
All right, Ben, before we let you go, what has a better chance of happening? Jonathan Taylor being the MVP or Paul Skeens being a Pittsburgh Pirate this year?
I'm going to go Jonathan Taylor winning the MVP. Despite the Pirates saying they're not going to trade Paul Skeens, you know the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Red Sox and the usual suspects are like, all right, you know, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. Mm-hmm. And behind the scenes, normally what happens, like Paul Skeens, there's a story, dreaming of playing for the Yankees. I don't know if that's true or not, but all he has to do is put a little pressure on the Pirates and say, I don't want to be here because the next 4 years, this team's going to be terrible. And by the time you're good, I'm going to be old. And so that's it. So, yeah, he's at some point before opening day, I'd be surprised if he's not wearing a Yankee or a Dodger uniform.
Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the AFC East showdown tonight, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That is Ben Maller, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty.
One word.
First name is Blank, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Here we go, one word.
Here we go. Is this Cody and Gold, 10 to 2?
Here we go, 7:32, one word.
Here we go.
Bet $1,000 on it.
Who Alex was Gold. That? Here we go. Who used to do
Alex
that?
Alex Gold does it every time to start the show. All right, here we go.
No, but there was a coach or something back, and there was a video that, no, here we go.
It's Dak Prescott.
That's what it was. Yes, here we go. Yes. I knew we'd now get there eventually.
Now there's a new one. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. Mm. He'll be down like 30-0. Yeah, we're good.
Well, Trevor Lawrence does it. Justin Fields does it. I think Bo Nix does it.
Yep. We're good?
Yeah, they go, yeah, we're good. I know Trevor Lawrence does it because I heard it 15 times.
Are you talking like when they're like in the shotgun or pistol or whatever we're calling that formation? That's what they yell now?
Yeah, like, can. We're good. We're good.
Yeah,
we're good. Because they do the whole like kill.
So they don't want to say Omaha. So they now all go like, well,
exactly.
Start yelling at random cities. Bozeman.
I've actually got a funny story. I'll tell you guys that about off the air in Spain. Let's go one word on Thursday Night Football tonight.
I am fired up. That's the combo word I'll use because I like New England. I like their uniforms. I like the Jets losing. I want to see New England lose this game. I'd love to see a tie. We could have some weather in this game. Vrabel's a star in this league. My real first opportunity to watch Drake May play. So I'm fired up for this one. And then it'll be a turd as we got fired up last week and went.
Jets in New England tonight. Dusty?
Snooze.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
13.5-point spread.
Yeah, I stay away from that. Thursday nights, I don't necessarily bet lines, anything like that on the game because I just, I mean, look, man, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, I think Pittsburgh was a 5.5-point favorite in that divisional game. Didn't work out. Buffalo and Miami played earlier on Thursday night. Miami was a 14-point dog. That didn't work out. And then what was it last week? It was Denver and Vegas, and Vegas was 8.5, 9.5-point dogs. They lost by 3. So here we are again, divisional game in New England, short week. I do think New England wins. I mean, I think they're like minus 800 in Vegas on the money line. But yeah, I mean, it's still going to be a snooze fest. I mean, you excited to see Booty go down there and catch a pass?
Kayshawn Booty.
General Booty.
Because what, there's no Garrett Wilson, no Sauce Gardner.
Nope.
Breece Hall, former Kansas City Chief invitee. We'll probably have a big game.
Huge game.
And then, yeah, I think New England handles business, and we see Drake May take over.
Haven't seen A.J. Brown take over in quite some time. He was on an Instagram Live, TikTok Live. I don't know. He was on some sort of Live. Nixon Six. And, yeah, he said, talking about fantasy football, this is him playing Madden with another guy, the Madden creator. Or the first TikTok guy goes first, then A.J. Brown speaks. Here it is.
And trust, whenever y'all play us, I promise you, you might get 200. And I ain't even trolling.
Hey. If you got me on fantasy, man, get rid of me.
If you got me on fantasy, get rid of me. One word on A.J. Brown's comments there.
Tired. It's a tired story, man. I'm over this guy. It's been a year now of him complaining, him bitching and moaning, reading books, all this kind of stuff. What are you doing? Are you doing what you need to do to make yourself available to this team? Because if you aren't, well, that's on you. That's a direct reflection on you. And also, too, why didn't you demand a trade in the offseason? Howie Roseman would have traded you. He'll trade anybody. You don't care. You should have demanded a trade this offseason. So I'm tired of A.J. Brown. It's not interesting either. He's not an interesting player in all of this.
No. Kayshawn Booty is out with a hamstring, and Ramondre Stevenson, as of right now, has been ruled out with a toe injury. That's why Travion Henderson.
Okay, good, good.
Good for my me. One word for A.J. Brown would be ungrateful. Dude, you got traded out of Tennessee to the best team in football. You've won a Super Bowl, and yet it's still not good enough. Like, this just screams individualism. This screams me. Like, dude, you signed up for this, and yet you still won a Super Bowl. And now you're just going to pout and gloat because you're not putting up the astronomical numbers. I'm sure that's hurting your incentives. I get that. But, hey, here's the deal. I don't know how the NFL works completely, but I bet if you're a good dude and a solid teammate and your team is successful, they're probably going to pay you that incentive no matter what.
But yeah, depending on who the owner is.
I mean, but he's made $100 million playing football.
Yeah, he's made some good money.
By the time the contract's out, he will make $200 million. That's guaranteed.
Yeah, and I don't think Lori's a Richard. I think he'd be just fine being like, hey, man, thanks for making my team successful again. Thanks for being a good team guy. Yeah, you missed your incentive of yards by 400. We weren't an offensive team this year, but by God, you were a teammate. Here you go.
God, I'd love to see people do that more often. That would be outstanding. I think it would be great. You know what? You know what kind of love that owner would get if they did that kind of stuff? That would travel fast around the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, like week 18, Travis Kelce needs 3 catches to hit an incentive. You're not playing, but there'll be a check signed by Clark Hunt in your mailbox within 3 days. Stay healthy and let's go get a playoff win. Because what, you get bonuses for winning playoff games and winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you get paid by the league. You know, each round you advance, the winner gets a certain amount, the loser gets a certain amount. It's a standard, you know, kind of issue.
It's also in contracts. Like if you're on a team that goes on, players get paid. Like for winning, he's ungrateful, man.
Two coaches that probably won't be garnering any of that incentive this year, Mike McDaniel and Dan Quinn. Mike McDaniel had a pretty good comment about Dan Quinn and their relationship and how special he is. I wanted to play it for you guys. Let's listen.
Dan Quinn holds a special place in my heart, in my career. He was there at ground zero when I became sober and supported me and believed in me and gave me the opportunity to continue what I love to do. So for that, I'll be forever indebted to him. I think it speaks to the type of man he is and the type of leader he is. Dan Quinn.
Because they play each other in Ireland this week. Or
Spain.
Spain. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Madrid.
In Madrid?
Yeah.
They're there this weekend. I also like what Dan Quinn said about Mike McDaniel. He says my favorite coach to watch. You know, he was like really talking highly about him as well. I didn't know that guy got sober. Power to you, man. Way to go. I think that's human is what that is. We need more of that in the NFL. Stop being so damn robotic and be more touchy-feely. You win a lot of bonus points with that right there. That was cool stuff to hear.
Yeah, my one word would be nice. We say at the end of the show every time, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change your day, their week, their month, their year. We've all had friends that suffer with alcoholism. We've all had friends that mm-hmm. suffer with drug abuse or mental illness or something like that. All it takes is one phone call. Or, hey, you want to go for a two-mile walk and just vent? Sure. We vented with somebody yesterday. I guarantee you they left that room feeling vindicated.
Yeah.
And so when Mike McDaniel, which we knew the sobriety thing because he's been, you know, battling that younger in his youth, and then now he's been sober, you like to hear that because everybody wants to be like, oh, this guy sucks. He's flashy. He's cocky. It's like, yeah, but let's talk about his life in general. And then you look back at guys like Dan Quinn who go do nice things for people, check in on him. Like you said, he was there from ground zero, so nice.
Yeah, way to go, man. That's really cool when you do some good things like that. And people remember that kind of stuff. They really do. I mean, when you're there for somebody when they need it the most, they remember that. And you'll eventually kind of get that back later on in life. Which reminds me, I want to do a shout-out today to Tammy from the Westin because last night, or this past weekend, I should say, she was presented with the 2025 Hospie Award winner for Hospitality Heart, the biggest heart in the hospitality industry in Kansas City was to our friend Tammy from the Westin and, you know, her boss Chad from the Westin, no relation. He did a very nice speech for Tammy in front of all these people. It looks like it's at the Kauffman Center. I mean, everybody's in seats and suits and dressed up, and she got presented with this award. I'm like, where was our invite to all of this? Because there isn't one person who does more for people in Kansas City than Tammy from the Westin. It's always about everybody else and how can I help you? What can I do for you? How can we do this? How can we raise money? How can we make kids' lives better? I mean, she is a freaking rock star. I love her. She's one of my best friends in the world. And to see her get this award is the coolest thing ever and so well-deserved. And it's like she never asks people for recognition. She just does, you know? And I'm so glad she's finally getting that recognition. So congratulations, Tammy from the Westin. You are a rock star. We love you to death and keep doing good things for Kansas City because you're one of those people, Tammy, that makes Kansas City a much better place than it is.
This show becomes a much better place because on the other side, we do Smash or Pass, brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu. You know the sounder will play on the other side. You want to be caller number 5 and say, welcome back, Mac, on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
.45 on 96.5 The Fan. For those of you that are loyal listeners, we appreciate you. For those that are listening first or the people that always continue to bitch about how we talk about food, sorry, but it's Smash or Pass time. So you know the deal. When you hear the sounder, which is the one we always play, this one.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
You want to be caller number 5? You got to tell Mac, welcome back. Hope you had a good trip in Spain. Also say, hey, JT and Nathan did a good job for you while you were gone as well. Woo. And you could have a $50 gift card to, and Kramer as well. Forgot about Kramer as well. That's a bad part on my part. JT, Kramer, Nathan were great while you were gone. Mac, welcome back. Caller number 5, you want a $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with 2 locations, 95th and Nall, and 135th and Metcalf. Also, Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more online at Shawnee Mission Ford.
Can we, before we get the Smasher Pass, which I'm excited about because Mac's going to tell us about everything he ate in Spain, and I love food from Spain, so I can't wait for this. Dusty and I were talking in the break. If you're a guy right now, the number one athlete you should want to be in America today is Paul Skeens, and there's no debating it. There is zero debate on the athlete. Like, as kids, we always said, I'd love to be that guy. Every kid growing up today in America and that is a sports fan and wants to be an athlete should want to be Paul Skeens. Cy Young Award, Livy Dunn, future Yankee. Does it get any better than that for that guy? Rookie of the year last year too. Uh-huh. And can pretty much dictate all by himself how the entire offseason in Major League Baseball is going to go. I mean, it's unbelievable, man. That guy has got the world by the balls. Good for him.
Dating someone pretty good looking as well.
I mean, that's the thing right there, man. I'll tell you what, he's the guy. That is the guy. Kids, today, you want to be Paul Skeens. I don't know who number two on that list is. Probably Travis, but Paul's still young. You know, but Paul Skeens or Travis Kelce, those are the guys.
That's it.
I wouldn't mind being like Jackson Dart.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good
young,
new kid on the block. Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen his lady.
Yeah.
And
I just want to win, Jim.
And I could be his stepdad at any moment. I do have a surprise for Smash Your Pass.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
What do we got?
I was at Hy-Vee yesterday.
Oh, no.
Oh, they're out. Yeah. The Little Debbies. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Nutty Buddy Christmas Woo-hoo! Version.
Yeah. They're out. I got to avoid that like the plague, man.
That's where they at, baby. Right there.
Those will melt in your mouth. Man, and I'm being serious. Good. You take a bite of that and it just dissolves
in there.
Well,
it's funny you say that, Bob.
I've seen you've already been in that box.
I just opened it.
Uh-huh.
It's on camera. Look, they're skinny.
Yeah, I'll take
one. Yeah, you can have one of those.
Yeah, easy to convince there.
So these are
how many calories are in these?
Stop it. These are wafers with peanut butter, the North Pole Nutty Buddies, Little Debs, biggest sweetheart east of L.A.
How many servings?
Total fat, 7 grams.
Is one a serving or is two a serving?
One cookie, 21 grams.
21 grams of fat?
21 grams, one cookie. It's okay to live a little, Bob.
It's good.
You'll be at the gym later.
I get the hiccups, though, when I eat. So
zero milligrams of cholesterol.
Oh, that's perfect. Cholesterol free.
Total carbohydrates, 12 grams. 30 milligrams of sodium.
That's better than a can of soup.
1 gram of protein.
A little protein.
Saturated fat, 3 grams. Teen. Yep.
Do you like professional teen or do you like minor league teen?
120 calories, one stick. Unwrap a smile this Christmas. Share some fun with these festive gift tags.
So on the box, they'd put less than 150 calories, cholesterol free, contains protein.
And contains protein. That's exactly right. And you nailed everything.
It's got Santa and Miss Debbie on there.
I like that. Mr. Claus.
Claus or Kris Kringle or Papa Gisho.
Eat, Papa, eat.
So what did you do in Spain? What'd you eat?
Less artificial things than this.
There's no artificial stuff over there, right? Yeah, like you eat real food. It's amazing. You probably lost about 7 pounds.
Well, yeah, I walked a million steps. Everywhere is walkable. It was incredible. I mean, the jamon, I mean, amazing ham, incredible cheese. Had a lot of fish, prawns.
Yeah. So you're eating healthy food. You're eating non-processed food, and you're actually walking. So, yeah, you come back lighter all the time. You eat your hearts to content in Europe, and you come back less.
And not to TMI, but like, the BMs are much better, too.
Yeah, they are much better.
Everything was
cleaner.
Yeah. Moving, and it was nice, and everything was walkable. But, yeah, I sent you this, Bob, but the first night, I think it was. It wasn't flan, but it was Basque cheesecake, so it had that, like, custardy texture.
Looked good.
Oh, it was the best cheesecake I've ever had. It was truthfully incredible. But, yeah, I mean, it was cool, too, because I had two sandwiches while I was there, just... And, you know, I love Jersey Mike's, love the sandwiches here. I load them up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need anything but ham, cheese, and bread.
It's crazy.
And
isn't it? Yeah.
Really, I didn't need, I was like, tomato, maybe I want some mayonnaise. Like, no, you don't. You just want that. It was awesome, man. It was incredible. Incredible.
You also had the ahi tuna cooked perfectly.
Yep.
God.
Yeah, go through some of the foods and see if, you know, Dusty and I will smash or pass them.
Yeah. Ahi tuna. How about this? It looks like potato salad in this email that I sent you. It's got a bunch of sour cream. Looks like sour cream, but it's mayonnaise on it.
Oh.
It's like a seafood potato salad with a bunch of mayonnaise on it. Looks bad in this photo. It does not look appetizing. It was one of the best things I had while I was there.
Really?
One of the best things I had while I was there. I honestly, when me and my little sister Fizzy walked in there, my dad was like, I think this stuff looks good. Let's try it. Because me and Fizzy were like, I don't know. This stuff doesn't look good. He's like, let's get these things.
I would have passed 100% on that because I would have seen the mayonnaise. And then I would have totally probably made a mistake because you see now it's one of the best things.
It was one of the best things.
I always tell the kids, try new things. You might like it.
Yep.
You know?
Exactly. and then there was this little, trying to find the picture.
A seafood potato salad. That does sound good.
It was really good. And it was a very Spanish dish because they were at multiple places that we went. But, how about this fried squid? You see that?
I saw it. It looks like a squid. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Oh, really? Couldn't do it? Passing it? Fair enough. Yeah, it was excellent. The sauce they had with it was great. But yeah, man, I mean, you just walk everywhere. That's part of it, too. You just walk everywhere, which isn't necessarily our fault. We built our cities for cars. They built their cities for walking.
Well, they also built their cities before we knew what a car was.
Exactly.
You know, so you didn't have that. You had to have everything close. because, well, he couldn't get anywhere. And they've not built really, you know, much on top of what they have. Everything's really old school over there in Europe. So, yeah, everybody walks.
How are the babes?
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere?
Galore. Galore, for sure.
Is there Lululemon everywhere in Spain?
Lots of Chanel, Versace. They dress very nice.
Very nice,
They dress very nice. Things are cheaper there, too. Yep. You know, I mean, I bought some jewelry for Hannah that I thought would definitely be, you know, $150, $200 that was less than 100 actual U.S. dollars. So...
That's the customs agent wanting to make sure you declared that.
Snuck through. I sent a picture of the food that we had on the train as well. Bullet train, super cool.
Awesome, right? It's the best. Oh, get anywhere you want, no time at all.
200 miles an hour in less than 3 hours. We were to Seville.
I want to drive my car so you can get to St. Louis in 20 minutes on the train.
Yeah, and they fed me.
Where am I going to park?
They fed me ham and cheese and yogurt on the train. It was fantastic. It was
great.
It wasn't
sandwich.
Lunchable. It was awesome. Yes.
Yeah, that's true. They don't give you a Lunchable over there. It's like a real sandwich.
This was really, really good stuff with the coffee. It was just, I mean, it was excellent. The bread, I could keep going.
How long was the train ride?
It was like, I think it was less than 3 hours.
You got to have a meal.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Got to eat.
Final Smasher Pass, I put it in the rundown for you guys. Chick-fil-A is trying something new in Baltimore and San Antonio in December. We'll see if it leaks over here.
It's already nationwide.
Okay.
After one day, it went nationwide. Really? Yeah, Chick-fil-A's like, forget about it. We're just releasing it nationwide.
So what we're referencing is they now have a new sandwich. It is a waffle bun with the Chick-fil-A chicken and bacon.
Yeah, fantastic. Ooh. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the fact that they were like going to a test market for that, who wasn't going to love that?
Come on. It was like the spicy McChicken. Can only get it in Denver, Colorado for now. 2 weeks later, it's everywhere.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A like literally did not. I don't even know that they waited a day after this thing got out on the test market.
What's the sauce? You go Polynesian, you go spicy, you go like a honey mustard syrup.
See, I was going to dip it in syrup.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that idea. I like that idea a lot.
Yeah.
So if we go to the Chick-fil-A after the show, they'll have it there?
I don't know if it's in stores yet, but I mean, they're planning whenever the release date is. Yeah.
God.
And they got to get a poster made up so they can hang it outside the drive-thru.
Waffle bun, chicken sandwich, and bacon.
Very in.
Absolutely.
Very in on that.
Because you know that waffle's delicious.
Am I allowed to eat this?
Yes. Why not? Why can't you not eat it?
I opened it. The smell hit my nose. I must.
Give us a score.
Yeah.
Raw reaction. Max, bonehead, raw.
Dude.
Right?
10. Absolutely.
And you're only supposed to have one of those.
You missed all that processed food while you were gone.
Exactly right.
Did you come back like craving like a bacon cheeseburger and fries?
Not
like
as much as I would have thought. We had pizza the first time I was back and it was good, but not as much as I thought. If I was there for another week, I would have like needed to go to McDonald's.
Yeah. For sure.
Would have needed a double cheeseburger.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dare.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217/110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
For a cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
That's right. Caller number five, $50 gift card at Booth Creek Wagyu. That's your opportunity. You got to say, Mac, welcome back. Thanks to Nathan, JT, and Kramer for filling in for you.
Thank you.
And that you're happy to see Mac back. So that is Smash or Pass here on Fesco and Dusty. And, of course, it is brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nolan, 135th and Metcalf. Also, Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more. Coming up on the other side, Mahomes. He responds to what the Bills decided to tell. 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit DetectTheSOS.com today.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.